This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for being with us today. This week on Lake Effect, we're talking about the promise and the realities of clean energy during our Project Milwaukee series, Power Switch. Earlier this week, we spoke with Todd Myers, the environmental director of a Washington State free market think tank. Myers contends that the free market, not government, should determine which sources of clean energy flourish in this country. Our next guest believes private industry plays a crucial role, but that public involvement is equally important. Dr. Abdur Choudhury says public-private partnerships should be the key factors at the heart of the clean energy equation. Choudhury is chairman of the economics department at Marquette University and a Lake Effect contributor. He tells Bonnie North more about the factors that he believes will determine how Wisconsin proceeds.
There are a couple of things that will impact the green energy production in the Wisconsin. Obviously, consumer demand and taste would be a very important factor. And also, business firms that are operating here, how they decide their, you know, the bottom line, their profit margin, that will also have some impact. Government policies towards green energy, you know, having some government fund to leverage private funds, that will be an important factor. So I think these are a couple of factors that will have an impact.
Now, when you talk about the government policies, are there any in place already that have already affected green energy here?
There has been some policies in effect, especially during the Doyle administration. They started a number of programs. For example, the workforce development in the department in Madison, they have a program with the community college and technical colleges where they're trying to prepare and train workers for the green energy related firms, because that's one thing we do need. We do need workers that are skilled in areas which are in demand in the green energy. So that was a program that was started. Then we do have a number of other programs. For example, in the North Wisconsin, we have a program which basically is about participated by about 18 counties. And what they have done is they have tried to encourage green production over there, green economy-related production. So there are some programs in place.
Are any of these factors, these economic factors, different here in Wisconsin than we might see around the rest of the country when it comes to green energy?
There is some difference, obviously, because it depends on the ground condition, and it can vary from one state to another. I would say the main factors would be similar across the board. However, one thing that we have seen is that different states have taken different approaches towards green energy, and in fact, if we look at the Midwest states, Wisconsin is a little bit behind compared to, let's say, Minnesota. Minnesota is far ahead in terms of utilizing green energy, encouraging green energy production. So we have a little bit of catching up to do in that regard.
So what do you think is standing in the way of making those steps here in Wisconsin?
I would say the main factor here is now we do need some effective steps from the government to motivate private sectors. And another thing that we have is the lack of enough skilled workers in this area. So this is where I think there's a need for public-private partnership.
Well, how much of this can be mandated, do you think, though? I mean, can the government force this on to private industry?
No, I don't think it can be forced on the private industry. The government can encourage various steps, and you know, they can create an environment where the private industry can come in. But I don't think mandating these things would take us too far.
So do you think it needs to be consumer-driven, that consumer demand is going to make that economic difference?
Yes, I really think so, that once the business firms feel that consumers are gradually moving in that direction, they will have no other choice but to adapt to these green energy-related production.
Do you think that's the tipping point, that that's where producers are going to say, okay, now we have to start incorporating?
Yes, I think so. Producers will respond to what the market is telling them. And once we get a signal from the consumers that that's the way they want to move, I think the producers have no other choice but to respond.
Do you think, though, that there might be some push from the producers themselves that could influence consumer demand, you know, that it can go the other way?
Obviously, you know, there are areas where the producers can create a sort of a perception that will help to sort of, you know, make up the consumer. Some consumers will make up their mind. Yeah, I think that can play a role too.
When it comes to energy, you know, most people are always talking about cost. How rational are the factors that influence cost of energy? And is it likely those same factors are going to influence green energy as they do the current type of energy, say petroleum or nuclear or hydro?
Obviously, cost will be a factor. In some cases, you'll see the cost may be a little bit higher for green energy-related production. However, in the long run, I think the costs will pay off, even though in the short run, you will see a little bit high cost. But in the long run, once you know the returns start to come in, both in terms of the profit level of production firms and also socially beneficial returns come in, I think in the long run, it will work out and then it'll be more attractive.
Do you think that one of the impediments to adopting green energy has been that profitability factor, that energy producers haven't seen how to make a profit yet?
Yes, I think so, especially in the short run. Energy producers, or for that matter, any producer, basically look at the bottom line in the short run. And in the short run, they do see an increase in cost. But one thing they don't consider or they don't take into the equation is that after a certain period of time, the return will exceed the costs. And in the long run, it will be beneficial, not only for individual producers, but also for the society as a whole, where producers are also consumers for other products.
Thinking about, again, economies of scale and the kind of green energy production that's out there now, a lot of them aren't available on a large scale yet because the energy and research hasn't gone into figuring out how to make them larger. And then some aren't even viable yet. What do you think is going to make producers make the investment into figuring these things out? Is it going to, we're coming back to consumer demand again, is it going to be consumer demand, or is it going to be coal is running out, oil is running out, we have to think of something else?
Yes. If you look at the trend nationally and also in Wisconsin, we have seen some change in producers' perception of where they want to go. So they're also thinking in terms of, you know, how long can they use all these existing energy sources and whether they have to look into alternative sources of energy for the future. So there is some realization not only among the consumers, but also among some producers. So we can only expect that, you know, this will spread among other producers and they will, you know, they will understand that, you know, we do have to start thinking about green energy sooner rather than later.
Does it make more sense economically then to put our eggs in one or two baskets of green energy, or would it make sense for people to explore whatever's out there and then see what rises to the top?
I think it would be better to explore whatever is out there, because in terms of competitive advantage, it may vary from, example, one state to another. We may be better in energy efficiency. Another state may be better in wind area. So I think we have to look at all the options and then see what works best for us.
So where do you see green energy, both production and consumption of it in the state, going in the next 5 or 10 years?
I do see the potential for a significant increase in green energy use, green energy production. Currently, if you look at Wisconsin, if you look at the labor force, less than 1% of our labor force works in the green energy related area, whereas we do have potential to increase that employment. And so I think I do see a lot of potential, but we have to sort of seize the opportunity. You know, government, private partnership, I think will take us ahead in this area.
I'm interested in the fact that you keep coming back to the labor force, and that is such a key component to any of these discussions that we don't seem to talk about very much. What is it going to take to get that labor force in place in order to be able to realize, you know, any kind of green energy production?
One thing I think is in this area, the community colleges, the technical college in Wisconsin can play an important role. They can sort of prepare the workforce in order to, so that they can participate in the green energy related production. So I think having a planned program where we can produce skilled labor who can work in these green energy related areas, I think that would be beneficial.
In terms of percentage of workers in the next 5 or 10 years, how much do you think it might rise, having that trained workforce?
Nationally, also, it's somewhere around 1%, not much higher. So I think there is potential, but I don't see it increasing significantly. If we can have 2%, 3% of our labor force in that area, I think that in the next 5 years, I think that would help us a lot. That would be a big achievement.
We'd be doing very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Chaudhary, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, thank you for having me here again. Thank you.
Dr. Abdur Chaudhary is chairman of the economics department at Marquette University and serves on the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago's Academic Advisory Council. He spoke with Bonnie North for our Project Milwaukee series, Power Switch. We'll take a break now, and when we return, one Wisconsin researcher talks about where he believes nuclear power should fit in the clean energy puzzle. Project Milwaukee Power Switch continues when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.